This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 6th, episode 1399, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Wednesday. Today is Wednesday.
He's a very mixed up horse.
Authorization acknowledged.
You know what they say about Wednesday.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Have a good Wednesday. Thanks.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We appreciate you stopping by. We're going to have some special guests in the studio here a little bit later on. We have the winner of the Horse Lovers Disney trip. They're making their way up from Orlando right now, and it's a California eventer by the name of Katie Franchini, and she'll be stopping by. Jason Pusso, a CEO of horselovers.com, is going to be along, and they're going to do a photo shoot here, Jamie, because all the prizes that this girl won were shipped to our house. So we have these big boxes of prizes here. And they're going to go outside.
Is it okay if I entered that contest? Is it okay if I hate her?
Yeah, you're allowed.
I just think it's only fair.
Hate her too. And believe me, you want to hate her because this is a hell of a trip they put together. They're riding horses at Disney. She, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what she's doing up here in Ocala later today. A lot going on. And yeah, you can be a little jealous of that trip.
Yeah, I hate her already. And I looked up her eventing record because I'm nosy like that. And she has gone prelim, so I hate her even more.
You hate her, her horses, her life, the fact that she lives in California, all of that, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she's not here to defend herself, so we can say all those things.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I do find it funny that they basically wanted to do a photo shoot with Scooter.
Actually, I don't know if Scooter's involved. They want to do a photo shoot with all the prizes. The thousands of dollars worth of prizes that were shipped to our house. I don't know if, you know, maybe we could just forget to ship them back out after they leave.
Jennifer, have you gone through the boxes and like picked out what you want?
Jennifer, you're
so
on.
So carefully, though.
Yeah.
I had to be so careful.
Yeah,
I had to put it all back exactly the way it was. And the tough part was it has horselovers.com tape on the box. Yeah.
So she was slicing it very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully indeed.
She's like steaming the tape. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Isn't it funny how we've been in the product business forever and we still all get excited about product?
So. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That never changes. Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show other than company?
Other than company, on today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, we've got our in-studio guests, as Glenn alluded to, Jason and Katie, and they're going to be riding high in anticipation of the unboxing of the prizes. And then the Haggard Horse Health Report has the lowdown on trailer safety and some really interesting stories about horse ambulances. And then the Velvet Voice of Victoria Spicer has the Horse and Country TV European Report, and then Riding Drag on this little cattle drive across the equinosphere, the super secret special guest. Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Before we get to the Daily Winnies, I want to give a shout out to Minnie Sarah. We've talked about Minnie Sarah on the show before. She's been a listener of ours since this show started. She's out in Colorado, and we call her Minnie Sarah because she's kind of mini. I think she's 4 foot something, and she drives a mini pony. Or mini horse, rather. She drives a blind miniature horse, and they're quite a combination and very cute together. And Minnie Sarah has been a avid listener of our shows. She is badly needs now. She's in her probably mid-20s, and she badly needs a kidney transplant. She's been on the waiting list for a long time. She apparently has a blood type that's not very common, so that's why it's been taking so long to get her kidney transplant. She's been doing dialysis, well, ever since I can remember, like 10 years, three times a week. And apparently she's having heart issues now, and they're sending her to Colorado, to Denver, or to Denver to the hospital to have some kind of operation. This will be, Jamie, her 130th surgery.
Oh, gosh.
I know. So, and what she's worried about is this might take her off the transplant list. If the heart issue is bad, they'll take her off the transplant list. So just say a prayer for Minnie Sarah. We're thinking about her. And Minnie Sarah, we know you're listening. We love you. And we hope that this all goes as planned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to our newest auditor, Elena. I don't know. How do you think you say that last name?
Wayrinen.
Let's go with that.
Wayrinen.
Alina. We'll just call her Alina. She's our newest auditor. She sent me this note yesterday. I always ask what shows they listen to, and this is what she said. She said, "Horses in the Morning is my mainstay. I love it. One of my favorite things is when you or Jamie says something funny, and suddenly Jen, who hasn't said a word in so long that you forgot she was there, just cracks up laughing. I listened to all the shows. I just started listening to the driving show. I didn't listen to it at first because driving seems so scary." I love when riders say that. But I love Wendy from her appearances on the other shows, and I can never get enough of you.
Ah! Who'd you write that to?
Me. I can never get enough of me.
No, I think she's had a typo there.
That's what she said. I read it that way. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Thank you, Alina. I appreciate that. Right. Nothing to say about that ticket, Jamie.
No, I think that she typoed. I don't want to take it away from you. You know, it's amazing the community that we have. The supportive community that we have, just not only in our auditors, but just our listeners in general. And you guys know that I've had a bit of a, I say a bad run, but, you know, I adopted a dog with health problems, and I've assumed ownership of a horse with health problems. So I've got a lot going on. My veterinarian is on, actually, like, on my favorites now, which just sucks that you have to have your vet's phone number right there in front of you. But I got an email, and I'm not going to read it, but it came from an auditor named Jessica Troop, and her letter to me was so special, just talking about, you know, I've had a lot of emails in support of how I'm going to handle the whole Chili situation. And for those who didn't listen to Monday's show, Chili, my dear sweet lesson horse, he's 21 and he looks great, but he's got really bad arthritis, and I'm struggling with things to do with him now. And he's been on all sorts of meds and all that. Anyway, long story short, she sent me the most kind and supportive email that one could possibly get. And I just wanted to thank her for that. And for everybody who sent me a wonderful email, but this is just, she just went above and beyond saying nice things and being supportive. And I just wanted to give her my Daily Winnie.
Well, that's very nice. I saw that email. You had sent it over to us, and I saw that email, and that was so cool of her to do that. And yeah, I know that's not the only one you got, but I know that you're so mushy that I know that brought tears to your eyes. So
I totally cried. I was like reading it. I was like,
well, we do have the best listeners, and especially in our auditor group, they're so supportive of each other and us, and we just had some company walk in and do our, hi guys, go ahead, put on the headset so you can hear Jamie, who's out in Phoenix. Good morning, everybody. Let me turn your mics on. That'll help. All right, there we go.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Now we're on. So we have, as we mentioned, hi, Katie. I haven't met you before. Now, you need to be about an inch from the mic. So scoot up real close so that everybody can hear you.
Okay.
And Katie was the winner of the Horse Lovers Trip. And congratulations.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here in Florida.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
I have something for you. Let me see. Here it is. This is special for you. So I just had some California songs I put together. Every time we have a California guest, we have to play them. So it's good to have you here. Now, we're going to learn a little bit more about you. I want to find out all about you. But we also have Jason here, who is the CEO of Horse Lovers. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good. You guys having fun down there in Orlando? You just got in yesterday?
Good.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was there the day before. I don't know what today is. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, come right in.
Yeah. Katie's still on California.
California time? Yeah, she looks a little sleepy this morning. You guys got here early. You had to get up. And Tom, good to see you again.
Good morning. Nice to see you again,
Glenn.
What's
your official title, Tom?
Vice President of Marketing, merchandising, a little purchasing.
Well, there's a lot of merchandise out here in our living room waiting for a certain somebody to claim it all and get her picture taken with it.
I'll be there as soon as I can, Glenn. I'm on my way.
By the way, we started the show with Jamie saying how pissed she was at you because you won this and she had signed up and didn't win it. And I think we have a lot of listeners, actually, that are kind of pissed at you.
I had some friends from the barn that were also a little upset that I had won.
There's a lot of jealousy.
Yes.
With love, we hate you.
Exactly.
So now tell us about the trip, Jason. What's she experiencing in this vacation?
Well, it's basically an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World, and she's getting white glove service all through the park, and 4 or 5 days of unlimited time in the park. She got to go on a...
Do you know how expensive that is, by the way?
Yeah, it's great fun. I don't know if everybody knows this, but Walt himself was a horseman.
Yep, that's right.
It's part of the park's ethos to always have horses on property, and that's how we decided to really make this a sweepstakes and tie horses.
Well, it's kind of when we went down there and did the show last year. We talked about barns there, and you're gonna, and Robin was our contact down there. So you're going to get to ride, or have you ridden?
We went on a trail ride yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And did you get to go down to the big barn with all the horses and stuff down at the end of the campground?
Unfortunately, we missed that somehow, I think. But the trail ride was great. The horses were great. The guides were great. It was all...
They're a lot of fun, aren't they? They're very Disney.
Yeah, they were all very nice.
And then the horses just walk up to the platform. I mean,
yeah.
You wish you had horses that approach the mounting block like that.
They are definitely of the saintly breed.
And it is kind of neat riding there because it's very Florida where you get to ride.
It was, yeah.
And you're going to you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. We get to see all the animals out our window.
So you have the Savannah view?
Yeah.
Jason, you went all out here, buddy. That's like one of the best rooms at Disney World.
Yeah, it was really nice. We hung out last night out on the balcony, and we saw a bunch of giraffe and wildebeest and zebras and all sorts of things. So
that's pretty
really cool.
You wake up in the morning and have a giraffe saying hi to you.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen every day.
No, definitely not.
So what else do you have planned for your trip?
We're going to go to a bunch of the parks and then spending the day here. And we have a carriage ride, I believe, tomorrow evening.
That's fun, by the way. We got to do that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. And the guides there, the carriage drivers, are fun, too.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I imagine they would be.
You'll get to see when you
I have one important question, Glenn. Are you going to do It's a Small World or not?
Yeah. Please say no. God awful ride.
We walked past it.
Don't do it, Jamie. Don't do it.
But I don't know. I mean, we might have to do it, right before we leave, and then we'll
have that stuck in your head for
the plane home.
Yeah. Do it right before you leave.
Definitely. Exactly. Yeah. We did already do Pirates. So
did you?
Yeah.
That's a fun ride. Yeah. Though. I like Pirates. That's a fun ride. Well, I'm so excited that you get to do all that. Living in Florida, we for 4 years we had season passes, so we'd go once a month and got to do all the parks many, many times. So I just love it down there. It does have a magical feel. It really does. And there's a restaurant. What's it called? What's the restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Lodge? The buffet one. I can never remember the name of it, but it's you have to go eat at that one. It's down in the basement.
Is it the Mara?
Yeah, something like that. And yeah, the breakfast is good there, and the lunch and dinners are great there.
Is it the Boma, maybe?
Yes, Boma.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and we actually have reservations there for tomorrow morning for breakfast.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it, because they have African food and all different kinds of stuff there. It's really good.
Yeah, that's what we've heard. That's why we made reservations there. So
can you tell I'm so excited about your trip? Having been there and done that.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like you want to be on the trip, too.
Yeah, I'll be down. Yeah. Well, now, Tom, you guys, thank you so much, by the way, and welcome. This is the first week that Horse Lovers is now becoming title sponsor of the Stable Scoop Radio show for our Year of the Listener. And I'm happy to report that our numbers are up 20% this year. Oh, people are really enjoying hearing about listeners love to hear about other listeners, like hearing about you today and people who listen to the show, because we're always curious about other horse people, right? And when we started the Horse Radio Network 5,000 episodes ago now, we always said that every horse person has a story. It's our job to help them tell the story. And we're finding that out with the Year of the Listener, is that our listeners all have these great stories because they've all done unique individual things. And it's the same way with your customers. And I know you guys get that kind of feedback from your customers, too.
Our customers love to talk to us about their horses, their experiences, places they've ridden. There's always a good story from one of our customers, always.
Yeah, and I know I see that in your Facebook page and the response you get and the reaction you get. That's a tough thing with podcasts, and I know in retail, because we were in retail for a long time. I know in retail, getting interaction with your customers, in our case, our listeners, it takes a while. Your business grows, and you finally get to that point where they do start interacting, where you get thousands of entries for contests and things like that. And it makes your job easier, because you are starting to get feedback that you never had before. So I assume you're at the point where the feedback, it helps drive what you carry and what you do.
Right, and that's why we thought it was such a perfect match, because part of the show is going to be taking a product and having the product reviewed by your listeners. So for us, that's perfect. And for the brands, they're going to love that too, because they want to hear the feedback. They want to know what the customers actually think about the product. And that's why we think it's such a great match for this show, for Horse Lovers to be the title sponsor.
And of course, you guys were involved in our, we started with you guys actually for the holiday radiothon last year on Cyber Monday, which was a huge hit and a whole lot of fun. And thank you so much. You have signed on as title sponsor again, for along with WeatherBeta, for that this year. So there'll be another 12-hour live in this studio on Cyber Monday, which I think is the 28th of November this year. And we're just so excited about that. I can't wait to find out who we book as guests.
Yeah, it was a fun day. And so years past, because we didn't have that in the office, this year we had the podcast playing in the office while everybody was working on Cyber Monday. So it gave a totally different feel to the office to have your shows playing in the background all day. It was a lot of fun.
Well, the auditors are already in the auditors' Facebook room talking about who we have as guests, because, of course, we started with Charlie Daniels. We had Bob Baffert on and a ton of other very prominent horse guests throughout the day. It was like, okay, now what do we do this year? And they're all coming up with these ideas and suggestions. Now we have to figure out how to get through their people, like Kaylee Cuoco and Iggy and all of those celebrities who have like mounds of people we have to get through just to get them as a guest. So we're working on it. We're going to have some fun guests this year again.
Yeah, and the voicemails were great.
They
were excellent.
Our listeners are so much fun.
So much fun.
And we have some really good singers in the audience too, we found out. So thank you for doing that again this year. We're looking forward to that. We'll be right here in the studio, all of us, for 12 hours straight. And it was a blast. We're going to have to get Jamie on for more than 2 hours this year. She has to suffer along with us.
I was just thinking, I was exhausted hearing you talk about it. And it's not even for 8 months.
I know. We're starting to do the planning now. Now, last year, it was kind of a, over the summer, right before Ada idea. So this year, we have a little more time to prepare and get ready for it. Let's talk about Katie a little bit. We looked up your record. You've gone up all the way. Jamie, what'd you say all the way up to?
I pretty much online stalked her because I just was like, well, maybe at least she's like even a crappy eventer. So I can be like, I'm better than her. And I'm totally not better than her. She's gone prelim. I hate you.
Well, to be honest, I only made it, you know, halfway through my stadium round.
Hey, you got
that meant
girl.
You did the first two phases, right?
And the cross country was pretty darn good. He was a very good boy. It was both of our first times out. So
now, do you still have this horse?
Or? I do, yeah.
What's his name?
His name's Kozel. He actually got injured, I think, in 2014. So we haven't shown in a while, but yeah.
Now, did we read you got a new horse too? No?
No.
Oh, okay. So no. We're still waiting for Kozel to come back on?
He's on his way back. He's pretty much back into full work. We're still working on getting his strength back. It's taken a lot longer than I had anticipated.
Now, are you still riding or is it killing you that you can't ride?
No, I'm still riding. Okay. Yeah. Riding and teaching. So.
Well, now I hear later today you're going to get to ride too.
Yeah, I had heard that maybe that might happen.
There's a rumor.
Yeah.
That later today you're going to get the ride here in Ocala.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I'm excited about
that. Tell me about that.
I think you probably have about as much information as I do right now.
We've
been
told
keeping
her yet?
It a little bit of a secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
All right. Cool. I think she's going to be happy with the secret when it's done.
So basically they said, bring your helmet and your half chaps. You may ride a horse.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Pretty much. And I was actually pretty impressed with myself that I got both my helmets and my boots and my carry-on. So,
you brought everything in your carry-on?
Yeah.
For a week at Disney?
Oh, yeah.
You're better than me. I would have three bags.
No, I'm a pretty darn good packer. I mean, when I went to Rebecca Farm in Montana, all the way from California, I got a lot of stuff in my tack truck.
That's supposed to be... We haven't never been there. That's supposed to be a really fun show.
Oh, it's a great, great event. It's great. It's beautiful. There's a ton of people. It's huge. And
I know. I want to go so bad. Oh,
they run it. It's a really well-run show.
Now, do you you guys are going to be at Rolex. We'll be there later in the month. And your Horse Lovers is going to be there as well, right?
Yes. Yes. We're there every year. And it's a great show. I mean, the eventers are just such great people. We have such a good time at that show. And, you know, when we're there and the weather's a little bit bad, everybody ends up coming into the booth. And so that's a lot of fun.
And you guys are set up in the building, right?
Yeah, we're inside the building.
Right, good. Yeah, that's a better place to be when we have the mandatory tornado warning, you know, every year we go.
That's right. And it becomes a big community in there, yeah. And everybody's watching right. on the screen. And,
that's right.
Yeah, we're having a good time. It's a great show.
Now,
yeah.
last couple of years, actually, the weather's been pretty good at Rolex. It was three or four years ago, Jamie, we had the tornado warning. We all had to evacuate the park, but that was after cross country. But we're doing a meetup for all our listeners. We're doing a meetup a half an hour before the start of cross country day at jump number one, and then we're going to kind of walk around together, and then we're all going to meet back up together later in the day because Eventing Nation has invited Jamie and I to come over and do their trivia contest. We're going to MC their trivia contest and hand out the prizes.
No, this actually last time ended up with Glenn being the MC and me trying to answer questions and prizes.
She wanted to win. I got to tell you, they asked you to MC this year, so you're not going to win any prizes. I'm sorry.
Not an option. I got to win something. Katie gets everything.
Does Katie have any idea what prizes she's won yet?
No, actually. The prizes
so
are,
this is
the
like Christmas when she
here.
Opens the boxes out here
That's
today.
Right. All the prizes are sitting here in the studio.
We have resisted, I'll tell you, opening those boxes. Jennifer was out there going, I could cut the tape really carefully and nobody would see.
Right. Yeah, no, we were telling her on the way over that we have so many great co-sponsors that did the sweepstakes with us. So, you know, Weatherbeat obviously being one of them, Noble being another, and they are so generous with the prizes. So the last two sweepstakes that we did, if anybody saw the pictures, they're up on our Facebook page, but the winners got over $10,000 worth of prizes.
That's some serious crap.
Yeah. And so we took these giant pictures of them surrounded by all the prizes that they got. So if anybody wants to go check it out, it's on the Facebook page, and it'll really make you jealous. But that also makes you want to sign up for the next one. So we have the new one, which will be coming out in the spring. So we definitely encourage people.
Well, Jamie, you're on your own. We're all going open boxes right now.
That's okay. I'll sit here and online shop.
That's right. Well, Tom was getting mad because he said, how come I can't win any of these prizes? Why'd you put those rules in there that no friends or families?
Believe me, I hear that from all our hosts all the time. It's right, like, why can't we win anything? We gave away over $12,000 in prizes last year, and they're all mad because they can't win anything.
Right. So, yeah. You know, those darn rules and regulations get in the way.
Jamie's the loudest about it. She's the most vocal at not
winning. I am not. You bet you're not.
Well, we'll send you a little something, Jamie. That's you deserve it, I think.
Right now, I'll she has her foot in the cast. So if you could send something that entertains her, you know, while she can't ride, that would be good.
You know, vodka, something like that.
That's right.
Well, again, thank you guys so much for stopping by this morning. And I know you're going to be around here for a while, you know, getting everything accomplished and opening the prizes and doing some photo shoots and stuff. And we hope to check in with you a little later in the show. Next up, we have to go to Haggard Equine Medical Institute for our weekly horse health report. And we're going to do that right after this word from our sponsor, Back on Track. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Emily Reynolds, a professional mounted shooter from Western New York, and I'm here today to talk to you about Back on Track Hawk Boots. This is my 21-year-old gelding that keeps up with the ladies fours and cowboy mounted shooting, and it's thanks to Back on Track Hawk Boots keeping him sound and happy. The Back on Track therapeutic hawk boots have a durable neoprene outer shell and ceramic infused material on the inside called Weltex. This material in the hawk boot reflects the horse's body warmth to help stimulate blood circulation. The increased blood circulation may help to alleviate swelling and soreness, making the hock joint move more freely. By increasing circulation and decreasing inflammation, your horse's hock joints will be able to move more freely and without pain. The boot fastens around the hock, but leaves the hock point uncovered. The attached Velcro straps allow you to adjust the boot's fit. We use them before and after exercise. Back on Track, therapeutic comfort at its best. Ask for it by name.
And thanks again to Back on Track for being our longtime title sponsor on Wednesdays here on Horses in the Morning. And while the gang from horselovers.com is heading towards me.
They're heading toward the boxes. They've split already. She's like, I need my stuff.
Is this like where Jennifer's going to have to watch somebody else open Christmas presents?
Yes. And it's in her office too.
I should take pictures and put them on the Facebook.
You should, Jennifer. Get your camera out and do that.
Do we need to do this, or are we going to like move on?
We're going to move on. Jennifer's going to take pictures, and we'll post them on the Facebook page of the grand opening of the very large boxes that she's won. So why don't we get on with our...
I have something real quick before we get to horse health. So recently, you know, I was telling a story about how Zeus... And I posted a picture on our Facebook page how Zeus has pulled off the fly mask of Thor and destroyed it. And now I'm three down. He is the most destructive, bored horse on the planet. And so tack of the day, as you guys know, I love tack of the day. I'm an addict. Tack of the day had a special on fly masks. So I went and bought four fly masks for all four of my horses off tack of the day. And it finally just came in the mail, and they're great and they fit perfect and they're awesome. But then I get the invoice. Are you ready for this, Glenn?
Yeah.
The invoice from Tack of the Day, you know, the associated prices, shows the four things I bought. And then there's a handwritten note at the bottom on my Tack of the Day invoice that says, not sure how these are going to hold up to Zeus. Good luck. Chantel, the auditor. P.S. Is this stalking? Does she work at Tack of the
Yes,
Day?
She does, actually.
So she knew that it was for the zoos, all the stinking horse who ruined all my fly basket. She wrote me a note on my Tack of the Day receipt. So
that probably freaked you out a little bit.
Well played, Chantel. Well played.
We worked with Chantel when we worked at Bitter Britain years ago. She's super sweet, and we love Chantel. We did many road shows together at expos and stuff, and traveled a lot with Chantel over the years. I think we've known Chantel for almost 10 years now. So that's funny that she's talked. That is so funny that she knew what horse.
Oh, yeah. It didn't freak me out as much as I laughed hysterically. I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
We
like,
forget that people are listening.
Yeah, I know. I think I talk too much. No more talking. I tell too many stories.
All right, well, then let's play this.
It's time for the Horses in the Morning Horse Health Report, when our intrepid hosts, together with an unlucky member of the equine veterinary trade, attempt to inform, enlighten, or terrify horse owners everywhere into funding a Kickstarter campaign to mass-produce Kevlar-coated bubble wrap line equine products.
And that's right. We have with us Denise Ponder. Denise is with Haggard. And Denise, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're doing well, too. And I want to know, like, what is your awesome job title? Because you have an awesome job.
My awesome job title, I'm actually a dispatcher here with Haggard for our field veterinarians that obviously go out and make farm calls. But aside from that, I am also one of the senior technicians on our large animal rescue team and our equine ambulance.
You're a equine EMT is what you are.
Something like that. It's kind of close.
So obviously, I was thinking, and actually I've said this before, that the person who answers the phone at Haggard's and has to figure out what vet is available when and what appointment, that's got to be an incredibly hard job, and that's you.
That is me. Me and three other ladies are in dispatch that work
different shifts. You have four people in dispatch?
They're like a million vets.
Yeah, we're quite busy this time of year, so we need four people. We stay, it is the breeding season.
So you're like the 911 operator.
Yeah.
What's your emergency? Where are you located?
Exactly. Only it's horse people that you're dealing with, which they can get a little excited about the horses.
So if they get so excited, like the 911 person can tell by they can track the phone and the GPS. Can you track their phone and GPS if they can't tell you where
they are? We cannot track them.
Oh, okay.
No, but we are not that sophisticated as of yet. But we do have a screen that will tell us what where the number's at and stuff like that, but not a physical location of where they're at. So.
All right. So, Denise, I was a vet tech for a long time. And how many times just in a week do you get a phone call of somebody saying, oh, my God, my horse broke its leg. It's broken. I can't walk. My horse's leg is broken and it's an abscess.
Every day.
We got that one a lot. My horse's leg's broken. You hustle out there. You like drop everything. You run out there. You like you're set. Woo, woo. The ambulance is on its way and there's an abscess. So yeah, that happened a lot. So I'm sure you've dealt with that. That's funny. So as part of the ambulance crew, have you had some crazy rescue experiences?
We've had a few. Our typical response is going to be a colic or maybe a horse that's down with a broken leg. But I know last spring, maybe we had a horse in a sinkhole. And the horse was, they couldn't find it. They went to go pull all the horses in out of the field and looked and looked and looked, could not find this horse, and eventually found him in a sinkhole, which did require to have the fire department to come out and ropes and pulleys and such to actually bring the horse up out of the sinkhole. Then we were able to get it on the ambulance and bring it into the clinic.
Wow. It's Kentucky and their sinkholes, man. It's ridiculous.
I know.
It doesn't happen anywhere else. So, and then I also heard that you were a backup ambulance or Haggard's was for the Breeders' Cup.
We were. We were very excited. Excited as you can be to be a backup ambulance for such an event as the Breeders' Cup.
Well, you get to go. Hopefully you don't have to do
it. You get to go, exactly. Yeah, and then the nice thing about it was that whole week of Breeders' Cup and leading up to it, we had no incidents on the track, and everything went as smoothly as it possibly could, and it was nice to just be able to enjoy it and be part of the Breeders' Cup and it be here in Kentucky and get to be a part of it.
How cool was that? I mean, it just kind of shook the whole city, didn't it?
Yes, yes. And like I said, it was an experience that that a lot of people don't get to experience, and to be on the kind of the backside of it and get to see everything from a different point of view. And as I've told many people, it's the only job that I have that people hope that I don't do any work.
Yeah, you too.
They like
I'm
for
sure.
the ambulance people to be quiet.
Absolutely. So you guys work with fire departments, you work with search and rescue teams. How did you get, is there a training for that? Like, how did you get that job?
Yes. There's a group called TLAR, which is Technical Large Animal Response or Rescue. And the lady who actually has that company travels throughout the world and actually teaches.
I think we've had her on the show before, haven't we, Glenn?
Yes, we
Rebecca.
Have. Yes. Yeah, Rebecca used to do an episode here once a month, actually. Dr. Rebecca. Yep.
Yes, yes. And she was actually the lady who that I took the class from. I am certified to do large animal rescue, have been for about 8 years now. And all of our veterinarians and our techs obviously go through that class just so that we can be ready. And we like to have our first responders as well in this area. Most of our first responders, a good portion of it in our area, have been through that class as well, just to, you know, it's different when you're responding to people. They're happy to hear sirens and lights and see the lights. It's a different scenario with horses. You know, they learn to come in with a soft response where they don't have the lights on the sirens so that we don't further, you know, scare the horses any more than they are.
Add to the drama of it all. Well, that's so interesting.
Add to the drama, yeah.
So what we can talk about here is I have questions about what are some of the best things. Me personally, I don't have the option of having a horse ambulance nearby. I have a trailer. If I need to get to a clinic, I can put my horse in a trailer. But is there like a trailer pack that you suggest? Is there something, like a bunch of things that I could have in my trailer to keep myself ready for an emergency?
That's a great question. The first thing that I would always tell people is to just check over your trailer. The main thing we probably forget the most are the floors of the trailer. You know, over spring, just check it out, check your wiring, check your connections to make sure all of that is working properly. But as far as equipment, you can never have too much, you know, lead lines, ropes, extra halters, that sort of thing. Surprisingly enough, if you have a situation, maybe if you have an overturned trailer and you're waiting for the veterinarian to get there, the best thing to calm a horse down is to feed it. So if you have hay or grass or something, that is a really good sedative to keep the horse's mind occupied until, you know, a veterinarian gets there. But, you know, surprisingly, one of the things that we have on our rig that you're going to laugh that most people wouldn't expect that we have to use from time to time is a bra.
What?
that we keep on the ambulance. If you think about it, it's the perfect blindfold for a horse because you can just take the
okay, I have to ask, what size?
You know, I'm not 100% sure.
You set that up, I had to ask.
You did.
All the guys in the audience would have been mad if I didn't. So.
Glenn, I was thinking, exactly. I was like, oh, I could, you know, you could always take your own bra off, and I'm like, mine wouldn't fit around a horse's eyes.
But yeah, no, it's a great blindfold, and it's something that obviously most females are going to have. But if you're in a situation, where you're trying to get a horse, maybe it's out of a burning barn, or it's just to calm the horse. It's great because you can just hook it over its ears cover its eyes and they'll calm down completely.
All right, so I'm going to go out
and the more funny things that we have.
Okay,
that's awesome. I'm going to go out and buy like a double D 38 and have it hanging in the trailer and see what happens when my husband walks in.
I was just going to say, what happens with the horse guy whose wife happens to walk out and find the bra in the trailer? Try to explain that one.
You're dead to me. That's divorce.
It's for my horse's eyes, dear. Honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've got the bra. We've got anything else? The lead ropes, extra halters. We made sure our trailer is safe. Anything else you can think of that is good to have on hand? I love the bra idea. It's unique.
Yeah, it surprisingly works very, very well. I mean, there's so many things you could have, but then you get into a point where you really need to have somebody that's trained to do it. The other equipment, you really need somebody that does that on a more regular basis. But, you know, you can never go wrong with halters, you know, lead lines, that sort of thing, just in case.
I found, too, that something really good to have with you is for, like, the halters and lead ropes. If there's a loose horse, you're going to be the one who goes, I got a halter. The other thing you need is a bag of potato chips, because a horse cannot run past a crackling bag of potato chips. So keep one of those in your trailer. The halter, it'll come right over.
Yeah.
This gave me a great idea, and I guarantee you, nobody's ever done this before. I guarantee the Chronicle's never done it. We need to have a picture contest, a picture bra blindfold contest, where they submit pictures of their horses blindfolded with a bra.
There's a reason the Chronicle hasn't done that, Glenn.
We'd be unique. It could be sponsored by Haggard. They'd be so proud.
Yeah. And then all the people that got hurt would go to the horse ambulance.
Yeah, I can imagine trying to put that over my pony's eyes.
Easy, boy. Oh, ho, ho, yeah. Just wear my bra. Hold on. Hold still. I got to take a picture.
She's going to be sorry she ever mentioned that.
I know. Well, Denise, what is, before we let you go, what is kind of a day in the life of Denise Ponder?
A day in the life of Denise Ponder. Wow. It starts about 7:45 in the morning, and it's pretty much nonstop phone calls until I leave at 4. Fact that I've been here this long, we're really good. You know, we have a really good rapport with our fire managers and the people that we deal with on a daily basis. So that does come in handy if you have a situation. You can tell immediately if it is an emergency. You can tell by the tone of their voice, because we talk to them every day, if it's something we need to, you know, to scramble and get somebody there quick.
Do you actually
run the mill?
I gotta, you know, I always wondered this. Your practice is so big. I know most vet practices don't do this, but your practice is so big. Do you actually have an ambulance that you will send out to a farm and bring the horse back, or are they responsible to try and get the horse there?
No, we have our own ambulance that is a service that we do provide for our clients.
Okay.
That if you have a situation, you have a horse down that, I mean, we're a little different here in Kentucky, where we are surrounded by vet clinics and haulers, you know, Sally and Brookledge as well. But a lot of times it's just not practical to use them. Our ambulance is a little different. And as far as I know, it's the only one around like it. It has a hydraulic floor. So the floor actually drops to the ground.
Oh, really?
So if you have a horse you're trying to, if you're trying to walk on, they don't have to step up into the trailer.
So it's not even a ramp. It's the whole trailer drop. It's like those hot rod cars, because they go up and down.
That's cool. Great. If we have a what we call a glide, which is basically the equivalent to a stretcher for a human, that we will actually put a horse on that's down to recumbent, but we can't get up.
And then you winch it in?
That way we can winch it in. Or usually in our situation, we've got enough people in place so we can just pull the horse actually onto the trailer as well.
Oh my
gosh. But having that hydraulic floor is awesome.
Glenn, you're making jokes, and I am over here, like, stressing out. My blood pressure, like, to think about having to use this, my blood pressure is through the roof. Like, I know you're, like, laughing, and you're probably thinking, well, Jamie's such a jerk. She's just quiet over there. I'm like, because I can't breathe, because my chest
is... But I'm thinking, what cool pressure. I want to see the ambulance go up and down.
Yeah. And me, I'm like, oh, my God, I hope they don't have to use it.
Jamie has this habit of having animals that need ambulances, which is why she's stressing out over
Hey, you know, you the more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to take care of. And I'm about chock full right now. So,
and I just got a message from one of our listeners who said, I'm dying, a bra?
If you learn nothing else from Denise.
That's all anybody heard this morning.
That's all anybody heard.
Put it on your head.
Hey, you know what, Denise? You contributed to the show today because it's the first time we've ever talked about a bra blindfold. So...
Well, you know, I'm glad that I could bring that to the show this morning for you guys.
We count on Haggard to bring the comedy. Well, of course, give the website out for everybody.
Our website, it's easy. It's www.haggard.com, and that's H-A-G-Y-A-R-D. If you go to our website, you can actually look up about our emergency response team that we have here, and it'll go into all the different sections that we have, the medicine facility, the sport horse facility, the surgery facility, and our field doctors as well.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you being on. You're a lot of fun. Thank you so much for doing what you
no
do to
problem.
Help animals.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. Well, that was fun.
It is. You breathe now.
You're okay?
Horse health, these horse health segments just really freak me out. Is there anybody else out there who's like listening to her talk about winching the horse in and dragging the hydraulic floor
down?
Yeah,
because
I'm
you know, if they're winching your horse in, it ain't good. You know, there's no good. I mean, if your horse can't get on the trailer by himself, and you know, very sick horses can get on the trailer by himself. But so if they're winching them in.
I'm panicking. I mean, but you know what? God love them. There's people out there who will do that for their horse. I just think it's great. But I just,
you know,
like,
what
I, my
what
chest
I
was
find interesting
compressed.
Too. And, you know, we've had Haggard on for what, a month or a little longer now. Is everybody there has such great attitudes, and they have a tough job, but they have such great attitudes, and they've been terrific to work with too. I gotta give them that. They've been absolutely terrific to work with. Well, we're gonna take a break for a song, and we'll be back. We have a lot more show planned for you. We have a special surprise guest for the winner, Katie, a little later that she doesn't know about, and also Victoria is gonna be here with Horse and Country TV. All of that coming up today.
Haggard Equine Medical Institute in Lexington, Kentucky and Wellington, Florida has been treating racehorses, sport horses, and beloved pasture ornaments for 140 years. With some 30 ambulatory doctors, 24-hour emergency care, full surgical suite, dedicated sport horse facility, wide range of proven therapies, and full-service pharmacy, Haggard offers everything your horse needs for the proper diagnosis and best treatment. Visit Haggard.com for more information, or you can call them at 859-255-8741. Follow Haggard Equine Medical Institute on Facebook or on Twitter, at Haggard, and receive health alerts and the latest information on keeping your horse healthy and happy.
That was Tiffany DeRosay with her song Fearless. You can find all of her music on iTunes. Just give a search for Tiffany DeRosay. And also, if you ever want to find a song that we play here on the show, Jennifer puts them in the show notes with a link to them on iTunes, so you can go buy them there. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with the ever-fearful Jamie Jennings. And, of course, Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We are having a little fun here at the studio. I see they're outside. They apparently have opened the boxes of prizes, and they're outside taking pictures by the horses. And all she there's a lot of prizes. They've been taking pictures for 20 minutes. so I think she has to pose with all of them. So that's very cool.
I hope she had some coffee. She's a California girl. It's early.
Yeah, they had to leave. It takes almost 2 hours to get here from Disney. So they had to leave really, really early this morning.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And she doesn't know about... I thought she knew it was happening later today, but she's going to find out on the show here about 10:15. So you're going to want to hang out for that. That's a pretty cool thing coming up. Well, we have a couple of news stories here.
Did you get... I just sent you one, Glenn. It's going to blow your mind.
Where'd you send it? I did.
I emailed it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we have got to get this woman on our show.
What's that?
Lainey Ashker's mom. You know, Lainey Ashker.
Oh yeah, she's taking a road trip. Hunter.
Her mom, Valerie, 60 years old.
Yep.
Is leaving next month to ride on May 8th. She's leaving on a 3,500 mile journey to ride her horse across the country. From California to Maine.
Yeah.
What?
I heard about this a while back, and she's doing a thoroughbred, right?
On an OTTB to raise awareness for the off-the-track thoroughbreds.
Yeah, Lainey's mom's a little... you know where Lainey gets her craziness from is her mom.
So, just awesome.
Yep. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting trip. We're going to... I've been checking in with Lainey. As we get closer, we're going to get her on. And Lainey's going to be at, I'm sure she'll be at Rolex, right? I mean, she's always at Rolex. We're talking about Lainey Ashker. Yeah.
So they are plotting a route based on the cross-country ride navigated by the endurance rider Matt Littrell, who rode it on a Mustang. Ashker and her boyfriend Peter are going to ride, I think she's going to ride off the track thoroughbred, and they have a horse trailer that he's going to drive along and stop every night or something. I don't know. It's just crazy. That's so cool. And I was reading all the comments on the Facebook thing. So somebody's like, that's going to be super tough. How is she going to get across like the Ohio River and Mississippi River? And somebody replied, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's bridges.
She's going to swim.
Swim the horses across the river. There's bridges. Like, you can take roads.
It's going to be like Huckleberry Finn. They're going to take the little raft made out of wood on the little rope.
I did Oregon Trail. You got to chalk the boat and ferry and float across. Played that game.
That's funny.
So cool. So we'll have to get her on to talk about it. I mean, come on. That's amazing.
Speaking of long trips, there was one made in 218 BC, 218 before Christ, by Hannibal. Of course, he was one of the great rulers of the time, and he led an army of 30,000 soldiers, 15,000 horses and mules, and 37 war elephants. What exactly makes a war elephant?
They're just elephants.
Are they taught to fight? I don't know. But they went across the Alps into Italy, and then he invaded Italy and took over Italy. And that was in the Second Teutonic War with Rome. Well, the reason I'm bringing Hannibal up this morning on the show is that they knew that this battle happened from the hieroglyphics and all of, you know, all the stuff painted on the walls. That's how they knew that this happened. And they knew that they took this great wagon train across the Alps, but they never knew quite where. Well, horse manure is now leading the way into the research for this, because the crossing is studied by military technicians today, but the details are a little hazy. They have speculated for centuries what route that the army took across the mountains, but there's been no solid proof. Well, now they have microbial evidence from horse manure that may point to the route. According to an article in Archaeometry magazine. If I can't even say the word, I definitely shouldn't be reading the magazine, right? they found a mass animal deposition, a lot of poop.
Deposition.
Deposition. There you go. That took place at a 9,800 foot pass on the modern border between France and Italy, and they've dated it to 200 BC. So they think that they brought all the animals and they found a place there that they would have stopped to water the animals because it was a natural spot to water all these animals. And they have found 40 centimeters down, they have found this large layer of poop. And now they have studied the poop and kind of determined that it was this big army wagon train crossing the Alps. They're hoping to find other evidence, but they have not yet. Like, they're hoping to find a sword, you know, something that would indicate other than the poop. Now, I like the one thing in the article here. The other thing they have found is the that they're hoping for is the possibility of finding an elephant tapeworm egg. That would really be the pot of the gold at the end of the rainbow, the guy said.
Oh, my gosh. I'm an archaeologist, you know, I'm a really big deal. Really, what's your biggest discovery? Well, I found a bunch of old poop. Like, I mean, how does one, but really, really, we're holding on for an elephant tapeworm egg. Fingers crossed. Unbelievable.
I thought it was a bizarre story. I thought I'd throw it out there.
It is a bizarre story.
It's not every day you see horse poop unravels a mystery.
It's like, yeah, there you go. No. Did they find elephant poop in it? Did it say? Did they find? I mean, and by the way, nobody ever leaves their sword behind.
Never leave your sword behind. You wouldn't want to leave behind if you're going to battle.
No.
It'd be like your wallet, though. Maybe somebody for. Oh, damn, I forgot my sword again. Yeah, it's probably not happening.
Yeah.
How about this? This is, you know, we talk about helmet wearing all the time and, you know, how important that is. Well, a study finds equestrian sports are the leading cause of head injuries. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 1.7 million Americans are treated for traumatic brain injuries each year. But, you know, people, you always hear about football players, right? And you know, there's all the talk about football players being hurt. Well, a new study released by the Neurological Focus Foundation found that among adults, equestrian sports, including horseback riding, get this, Jamie, were cause for 45% of sports-related traumatic brain injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Football only and soccer together only cause 20%. So half of the brain injuries in this country come from horses. So, you know,
is there a number on how many of those brain injuries were people wearing helmets?
No, it does not say that. But you know, they talk about how the fact that horses spook, and you know that's unavoidable. And they do talk about here about wearing helmets is one of the ways to avoid the, you know, the problem. Obviously, to help the problem out. but yeah, so there you go. I mean, there, if you didn't have proof before, 1.7 million, half of them. Are horse related.
That's unbelievable.
A lot of head injuries.
Yeah. Well, I always like to think of it as like your head is only so hard and their hoof is harder. So even hitting the rocks, hitting the ground, if the horse's hoof touches your head, you're done for.
Right.
So wear your helmets, people. Hey, speaking of injuries and miraculous, amazing comebacks, did you see that William Fox Pitt, you know, last month it was Andrew Nicholson, and this month it's William Fox Pitt. Both suffered horrible injuries last fall, and William Fox Pitt was back in the tack and competed a couple horses this weekend. Actually, I bet Victoria Spicer's going to talk about it, so I'll stop doing that story because it's probably her story.
Well, we'll find out here in a second because it is that time of the week when we bring Victoria on from horseandcountry.tv, and let's get her on here.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
And we welcome to the show Victoria Spicer. Hey, Victoria.
Hi, how are you both?
Fantastic. I was just doing a story and I thought, you know what? I bet she's going to talk about that. And that is that William Fox Pitt is back.
He is back. He competed at Burnham Market at the weekend, and he went for steady clears across country. So he wasn't in the placings, which is unlike him, but you can see why he wanted to ease himself in gently. And he was riding two of his most experienced horses. So that was really nice.
No, I did see that he was like, I'm never competitive in the spring. I wasn't going to rush anybody. And he was actually slated to ride four, but decided to ride two. He's like, so I could give them a better ride and do them justice. So
can you imagine most horse people riding two is a stretch?
Yeah.
Andrew Nicholson, who we obviously talked about last week, I'm sure he said something like he wasn't going to ride more than six horses at an event. That's still quite a lot of horses.
I'm only gonna ride six horses at Rolex this year. Okay, no more. That's too many. That's enough. Now, talk a little bit about Ben Mayer. He had a pretty good weekend.
He did. Now, he's been out in Florida, as have lots of our top British riders, at the Winter Equestrian Festival. And I think he's been having quite a low-profile show. I haven't seen him feature in any of the results, really, so far. But he obviously was saving it up the best for last, because he competed in the $500,000 Grand Prix, and he won with the only double clear of the day. And he did quite an unusual strategy for Ben, which was to go for a steady double clear and put the pressure on the others. Sure enough, nobody else managed to go clear in the jump off, and he got the prize.
Well, you know, see, what? He has to fly the horses home somehow. He has to be able to pay the bills.
Well, one, I was thinking people are so worried about our money going to Mexico. It should be worried about it going over to Great Britain, because they keep taking all of our money in our equestrian sports.
Sorry. Ben has an American girlfriend, so at least, you know, he's kind of keeping some of it in.
Is his girlfriend a rider?
Yeah, she is. I can't remember her name, which is a great journalist thing, but yeah, she's a show jumper.
You're supposed to bring all the gossip here, you know?
I'm sorry. I'm suddenly thinking I met them last 2 years ago now, when I last interviewed Ben at his yard, and she was there then. I should definitely remember her name. But yeah, she's a show jumper as well, although she's not quite winning $500,000 Grand Prix.
She's a slacker. Yeah.
She better start taking some lessons with her boyfriend. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Now, talk to us a little bit about, this is so exciting, and this makes me so happy, and it is badminton is getting involved in helping promote off-the-track thoroughbreds.
They are indeed. They've teamed up with the charity Retraining of Racehorses over here to offer a £1,000 bonus to the highest placed racehorse. So there's one that they've mentioned called Arctic Soul, who he would have been eligible for the prize last year. So hopefully he can repeat his feat and win the prize this year. But it's just really nice to remind people that there are racehorses doing a different job, and also to see thoroughbreds competing at badminton, because these days most event horses are warm bloods, and I'm really pleased to see thoroughbreds getting recognized.
Now, we do have several people that ride racehorses in Rolex, being Lainey Ashker, who we just mentioned. Leah Langlusic is going to ride her horse AP Prime this year, $750 off the track thoroughbred. So it happens over here. I'm so glad that they're going to start rewarding it over there, because I know that there's a prize here at Rolex too.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot at the grassroots levels, and I think Retraining of Racehorses have done an amazing job, and they've given prizes for every single discipline that you might do with a next racer. But this is the first kind of major event in Britain that has recognized next racehorses, so it's really exciting.
By the way, that's not the only off-the-track thoroughbreds. I think Bunny Sexton's riding off-the-track thoroughbred at Rolex. So there's several that are going to be there representing. So very, very cool that badminton's getting involved in and congratulating them, basically rewarding them. So talk a little bit about, I'm really excited to see this, and I can't wait to watch the video, but it's Ruth Edge, and she does a video on riding from leg to hand. And I say this to my students all the time, like, if in doubt, add leg. If in doubt, just add leg. What do you need?
Exactly.
What do you need to do? Add leg. Add leg, add leg, add leg. So tell us a little bit about this video.
Ruth Edge is a top event rider. She's ridden at four-star level consistently for the past sort of 10 years ago, but she's also a very good dressage rider and she switches between the two disciplines. And so she was taking part in the eventing forum earlier this year, and she just makes it look so effortless, but is a very good reminder that instead of, if you're not happy with the horse's outline, instead of sort of fidget with your hands and make little adjustments and do things, just keep riding forward and keep them straight. And so much of it comes from the leg and not the hand. And so it was a really good reminder, and it has been really popular on our site. So I think a lot of people have that same issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to a friend of mine who was down in Wellington watching all the Grand Prix stuff, and she's a dressage rider. And, you know, she's like, my coach says never watch bad riding. And so anytime I was watching bad riding, she'd tell me, turn around, don't look at that. And I said, what constitutes bad riding at the Grand Prix level? She's like, oh, when they don't have enough leg and they're not coming into the hand, blah, 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 this, and the back is not up and this. And I go, you know what you sound like? A big freaking snob. A big freaking snob right now. She's like, I can't watch Rolex dressage. Okay. I'm like, oh, I'm so silent. You big dressage snob. I tell her that to her face. Donna, I'm talking to you. That's right.
Well, this is a really nice video because the horse is really soft and forward, and you can kind of, you start to see what they're on about. There's no kind of, you know, people making shortcuts when they're in competition. This is her working at home and showing you how to do it. So I think even your friend would like this video.
I'll tell her she has to go look at it and look at a real eventer doing some good dressage.
Boom. Exactly. Don't mention the fact she's also done pretty high-level dressage as well. She's an event rider, that's all.
That's all she needs to know, that's all. Yeah. So how are you and your horse doing? Anything going on over there? Has it stopped raining long enough for you to ride?
It's been lovely, but this week it's raining all the time. But I went to dressage last weekend, and she was good. She was just in slight giraffe mode. One day I hope she'll get rid of giraffe mode. And talking of leg to handle, I mean, we have this real issue because Rosie's a lovely mover, but she's got such a big move and she can't really control it. So we either get kind of knocked forward and round, or we get forward and head up in the air trying to balance her. So this is my eternal battle, and the longest it's taken to retrain a thoroughbred to get her to a sort of decent level. It's taking a long time, but she's so pretty, I'll forgive her.
Those big movers, though, are really, yeah, you're like you said, to teach these thoroughbreds how to kind of collect and hold themselves in balance, it's hard. That's a lot of work, and it's a lot of leg. Oh my God.
And she doesn't have that strength. And so, yeah, she's now just turned 7, but she's still incredibly weak. And it's taking a long time, but I hope when we get there, it will be good. But I have to tell you guys about my dream that I had the other day. I dreamt that I'd ridden around badminton, that I got given a ride of a 4-star horse. I think it was all that Victoria Pendleton doing Cheltenham stuff that I'd been writing about. Yeah. This gave me this dream. And somehow I managed to go clear at badminton. There was a few kind of angry riders wondering why somebody who can barely ride around the 90 centimetres class was getting a 4-star ride, but that's not the point. I got to ride around, and then I looked at my name and the results, and they'd given me 60 penalties for a frangible pin, which I'm not even sure you get. I think you get 20 penalties for a frangible pin. So
unless really you're a reporter, then you get more.
Oh, yeah, you get. I think that's fair enough. They said I should have fallen, so they gave me 60.
Why didn't you fall, Victoria? You should have fallen off. What's wrong with you?
And so okay. I woke up being like, yay, I rode down badminton, and then thought, no, I got 60 penalties.
Oh my God, I love horse chicks. This is so fun. They're like, you're like the, were you riding a horse named Pi?
It was a bit like that. Like, yeah, definitely. It wasn't quite Grand National, but yes, it was a horse that I just had to sit on it, and it took me round, aside from hitting fences and knocking pins. But
well, that was awful nice of William Fox Pitt to lend you an extra horse to go around badminton in your dream.
Oh, because he only wants to ride 4 per event, so you know.
Yeah. Scaling back, so he's got all these extras, so
yeah, it's gonna happen. There's a few weeks till badminton, so I'm just gonna wait for the call. It's gonna happen.
That's fantastic. Any day now. And you know what, when you ride around badminton, that's the same year I'm gonna ride around Rolex. Okay, we'll do it together.
We'll do like a combined Rolex Grand Slam. It'll be great.
If you're riding around badminton, I want to call live from the start box. Okay,
I'd just be crying. I get nervous just something 80 centimeters. So I walk that course and I just think, how do people do it? They're just so huge. I don't understand. And all the kind of tricky combinations that cause penalties, I think look all right. It's the huge big rider frighteners that never get any penalties at them, like the huge big hedges that the horses just fly. I just look at them and I just want to cry. So, yeah.
It's ironic that we have somebody on hold right now who is doing the Rolex cross country. Can we introduce our guest and have Victoria talk to her? Or do we need to wait, Glenn?
They're here, actually. They're back. So, Victoria, hang on here. Stay with us. You're going to have fun with this. We have the gang from horselovers.com here today, and one of our terrific sponsors, and the winner of their contest last year for a trip to Disney World and also a little side trip up to Ocala, Florida, horse capital of the world. And we have California eventer Katie Franchini. Are we saying that right? Franchini. Okay. So they're back. Victoria, she got a lot of prizes. Were you happy with your prizes? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to turn the volume on. All right. Let's try that again. Were you happy with your prizes?
Yes, they were all very, very nice.
Can you use some of that stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Victoria, this was huge boxes worth of prizes. So I think she's going to be very happy going home. You will not be able to fit those in your carry-on on the way home.
Unfortunately not.
No, that's not going to work. Well, you have a surprise coming later today, and we have somebody on the line to help. Apparently, you don't know what's coming up later today. Is that correct?
Not entirely, no.
Well, there's somebody here that's going to help us make that announcement. And Jason, do you want to do it or should we?
We have
Leah Lang Glusick here, and she is going to help us make that announcement. Are you familiar with the eventer that rides a certain thoroughbred named AP Prime?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get to meet her today. Hi,
awesome.
Leah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for helping us with the surprise. She didn't know, apparently, that she was going to be hanging out with you today.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what do you have? What tortures do you have planned for her this afternoon?
Oh, it's going to be rough. First, well, I guess we're having lunch at Horse and Hound.
Yeah,
together.
That's tough.
We're going to head back to the farm and we're going to take AP and then my other top young event horse, Lucent, out for a hack. And then she's going to have a short lesson on him afterwards.
On who?
What? On who?
On Lucent.
Oh,
my awesome. Six-year-old.
That's
yeah.
very cool.
Awesome.
Are you going to make her jump 5-foot jumps?
Yeah, I'm going to let her jump a little bit.
She just turned bright red and is about ready to fall off the chair.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, no, AP won't be doing much. I would have loved to ride him for her a little bit. He just had a dressage lesson this morning where, fingers crossed, all his flying changes were clean. But we are going to go for a hack, and I'll show her around the farm and, you know, tell her a little bit about AP's program. And then the young horse that she's going to ride is actually the one that I think is going to be my next AP. I'm trying to actually form a syndicate for him and AP together. So she won't be able to ride AP, but she'll be able to ride the one that I'm hoping someday will be just as famous as him.
That sounds
now,
super fun.
I don't blame you for not letting somebody ride your Rolex horse 3 weeks out from Rolex. It's okay.
Yeah, that would give me a little bit of an ulcer.
I think it would give Katie a little ulcer too. Now, Katie, you've ridden up to, for Leah's benefit, you've ridden up to what level?
Prelim.
Oh, well, she's good. She can ride the six-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been given some forewarning that she's quite a good rider, so.
No pressure.
I think it'll be really fun. No pressure.
Now, Leah, you rode last year for the first time at Rolex with AP Prime, right?
We did just the dressage, yeah.
Okay, you did just your dressage. Okay, so this is the first
year. Go ahead. Jump in because there is, if you guys want, I'll post the link on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. Leah, you are just the most honest person I've ever read, and this blog that you did on the Chronicle was just incredible. Oh my gosh. I was like tearing up and had goosebumps, and you're exactly right. What she talks about is basically her trip to Rolex last year and the kind of hyper compulsive craziness that is getting yourself to Rolex and then to not be able to run cross country and like the kind of like after effects on your psyche of that. And then kind of how you're approaching it this year. Talk a little bit about that blog and how that worked for you.
Yeah. I mean, last year was really rough. And it was so much of it was that we really didn't have a clear answer of what was going on with him. I mean, he was never really lame. Except for the day that he fell at the fork. And then, you know, with ultrasounds, you have to wait to see if the inflammation is actually there. It's just all very up in the air. And so that was an emotional roller coaster altogether. And then after he had jumped again, when the leg looked fabulous and ultrasounded great, you know, you're on this huge high of relief and excitement and, you know, all this hard work is actually going to pay off. And then, you know, being as compulsive as I am and, you know, watching out for that horse, you know, we always planned to ultrasound it again, even though he was jogged up great and he was great in the dressage. I mean, he wasn't that good in terms of behavior, but he was very sound. And, you know, there was one part of that suspensory branch that was actually a little better, but there was one part that was worse. And so it was active and, you know, Dr. Ober said to me, you know, if he was 17 and at the Olympics, you might run him, but do you want more 4-stars? And I was like, you didn't even have to say that to me. Like, he's not right. He's not running. Like, it wasn't a hard decision. It was just gutting to have to make. Yeah. And, yeah, I got home and it was a rough week. I mean, like, I very unmotivated for that short amount of time and, you know, still had a lot of work to do in the farm because, I mean, even, you know, 6 horses, even if they're just on a little vacation, are still a lot of work. But, you know, the pity party had to end. And, you know, I got the young ones back out competing, and that was really good for me this summer. And it helped me, you know, even with my riding too, you know, trying to get better for them is going to translate to AP. And then we just were meticulous with his rehab and, you know, doing that right was really motivating as well because it was all to get to where I am, you know, right now, you know, 3.5 weeks out from Kentucky. And, you know, I will say Kentucky last year, up until that last minute, I thought I was going to run. So it was really like a dry run and I got to tweak my program this year. I got to realize that, you know, it may not happen and I'll be just fine. And, you know, that kind of attitude has been really important this winter. And, you know, it's still very stressful and it's still, you know,
well, you know what, though? You're going to have a better time going in this year because you're going to know there's 1,000 details to go to a 4-star. And it's all those things you worry about in addition to your horse, in addition to your riding, in addition to everything else. It's just everything, right? The care, the stabling, the whole works. And you're going to have a better idea. You'll be more relaxed this year going in.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have great sponsors who will keep me distracted with meet and greets and all that and course blocks. Which that's a huge help actually at Kentucky because with one horse for 5 days, there could be a lot of time to dwell and get nervous. So, you know, to be out and about and meeting with fans and, you know, telling people about AP's story, it's a really wonderful distraction over the course of that week.
We don't have a lot of time, but I do want to mention AP's story a little bit. And I know we had you on the Eventing Radio show before last Rolex, actually. This is a thoroughbred that you got for $750. So, you know, when we talk about Leah, she did not buy her way to Rolex. She did not buy a made horse here. She bought a $750 thoroughbred off the track.
Thoroughbred.
Yeah, you scratched your way up to this, so good on you, girl.
Thank you. Had a lot of help, though. I mean, I have really incredible people in my program, you know, helping me to be a rider that's good enough for him. So, but yeah, no, it's been a journey for sure.
Well, congratulations, and we're looking forward. We'll be there, so we're looking forward to seeing you, and we'll definitely catch up with you when we're there. We'll be doing a couple shows from there.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And you're going to get company this afternoon. Katie will be over. I think she's ready to leave right now. She's.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
But you got to eat lunch first. So Horse and Hound, everybody, that's the place where everybody goes in Ocala is Horse and Hound. So you picked the right place to go for lunch.
Awesome.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Leah. And we'll talk to you at Rolex.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Good
I'll
luck,
see you later,
Leah.
Katie.
Bye.
Bye.
I think she's excited and nervous all at the same time. Well, now you brought a pair of gloves in. What's the story with that?
Well, we were going through all of our sponsors outside, all the products that we received from our holiday shopping guide
it's like
sponsors.
The best Christmas ever.
It really was.
And it's just a small sample of what we brought. So we brought a sample of every sponsor to make sure that.
Oh, that's not all of it.
No,
I mean, this was two huge boxes.
No, the last sponsors, like Jason had mentioned earlier, we send a good skid of product to their home.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so they had to make room in their garage. They didn't have enough room.
Make room, Katie. It's coming.
Yeah, because the sponsors are very generous when it comes to their brand names, and they want to make sure that the rider gets the opportunity to see
you
those
know what?
Things.
Whatever doesn't fit will make great Christmas gift. You can re-gift. You won't have to buy a thing this year.
All your
so what do you have there?
But one of the sponsors you had mentioned today was, you know,
Back
on
track. Yeah, they've been with us for 5 years.
Yeah, so we brought in one of the prizes that we're presenting to Katie. It's, you know, one of their therapeutic riding gloves in black.
Oh, great.
And, you know, it helps ease your muscle strains. And it also helps with the blood circulation.
You can use those today, Katie.
Yeah. These would actually fit in my carry-on.
There you go. You can take those home with you. At least you got something to take home from this trip.
Awesome.
Well, I am very excited for all of you this afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun here in Ocala. And congratulations again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, let this be a lesson to anybody, Jason, that did not register last year. You really do
Shame
give these prizes
Shame
away, right?
That's right.
And we're going to be announcing it all the way up to Radiothon this year and all during the day of Radiothon. And so don't miss out. I assume you're going to be doing it again. Here I am throwing it at you, and I don't.
No, we have a great one planned for the spring. So it's about
Badminton?
To launch.
England?
this is.
Kate will be signing up again.
We have an excellent one for the spring, and it's gonna come out soon. And we've tied in some charities this time, so we're actually gonna do some work for the winner, and we're also gonna do something for some horse charities at the same time. So
I'm excited to be part of that in the fall.
Time.
That'll
That's
be
right.
great.
That's right.
Christmas
yeah.
time. Yeah. Well, thank you all, and again, thank you to Horse Lovers for being a sponsor. And we're gonna hear from you guys again next week on our Stable Scoop Radio Show. They're starting out as our title sponsor, but they're also helping us, and this is important for our auditors hearing this for the first time, they're also helping provide us with products for testing for our product segment we do on the Stable Scoop Show, and we're going to get our auditors involved in helping with that testing a little bit. So if you're not an auditor yet of the Horse Radio Network, head on over to horsesinthemorning.com. There's a big banner in the middle of the page. Click on that, and for as little as $1 a month, you could become an auditor here at the Horse Radio Network and be part of the best Facebook page on Facebook, our auditors page. That is one of the most active pages out there. And Katie, have a good time with Mickey.
Thanks.
I know you're going to have a great time. You're going to love the barns down where you're going to do the carriage ride. And you're going to love dinner or breakfast tomorrow morning and just all the parks.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Cool. Well, have a great time.
Well,
and thank you guys.
Great. Well, thank you.
And
yes,
thank you
Glenn.
For stopping by
Appreciate
this morning.
It very much.
Yeah, lots of fun. Thank you.
We'll be back
y'all.
Tomorrow with the Australian episode. And there's some news. And I don't know if you've seen this, Jamie. You're going to want to listen tomorrow morning. There's some news out of Australia in the racing world. A little cobalt problem. And Black Caviar's trainer, Peter Moody, is mixed up in all of that. And we're going to hear it from the horse's mouth tomorrow, not Peter himself, but from an expert in racing in Australia about exactly what's going on over there and what's happening with the trainer of Black Caviar. So that's all coming up on tomorrow's Australian episode here on Horses in the Morning. Thank you, Jamie. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Get your really bad ads in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line. We have great prizes for you this month, and Jennifer needs some more ads, so get on Craigslist. You can always find crappy horse ads on Craigslist. It doesn't take long. I don't care where you live in this country, you can find crappy ads.
And Katie, give AP a peppermint for me.
Okay.
Please. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Spay, neuter, geld. Bye.